has its first case of COVID-19, and the Haynesboro Assembly may pass a budget on Tuesday night. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Haynes has its first confirmed case of COVID-19. That's according to Borough Clerk Aleka Fullerton, who says a local man tested positive on Sunday and is currently isolating at home.
It's gone from a theoretical risk to a real risk. And so we are just asking people to remember to wear masks, wash their hands, social distance, sanitize regularly, and please take this seriously.
A statement from Tribal Health Consortium Search says the unnamed Haynes man had coronavirus symptoms and went in for a test on June 3rd. The positive result was returned 4 days later. State public health officials are investigating who the man had been in contact with in recent days. The statement says he had not traveled recently, suggesting it could be a community case. Haynes Health Center Medical Director Dr. Lilith Widmer said that anyone who was in contact with him will be contacted by public health officials. Dr. Widmer said clinic staff managed the case well. The patient was tested in the clinic's outdoor tent. The Southeast community of Wrangell also had its first confirmed case on Sunday. Contact tracing is underway to find the source of the virus in the island city. Statewide, coronavirus has infected at least 563 Alaskans. More than 380 patients have recovered. At least 10 people have died. COVID-19 testing is available in Haynes to all patients who exhibit symptoms. Search is not testing asymptomatic people at this time. Appointments for tests can be made by calling 766-6300. The Haynesboro Assembly may pass a municipal budget after a final public hearing on Tuesday. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more on the latest draft of the budget and a proposed lease between the borough and Alaska Marine Lines.
The Haynesboro faces a budget shortfall of nearly $500,000 since the governor eliminated state funding to reimburse municipal school bond debt this spring. The latest amendments to the Haynesboro's budget cover this shortfall by cutting spending on delayed capital improvement projects. The Assembly also voted to use federal COVID-19 relief for some payroll expenses and redirect property tax revenue from the general fund. That would free up enough money for the bond payment. The Assembly will also consider asking voters if they support taking $450,000 from the borough's permanent fund to reimburse cuts that were made to offset the lost school bond debt reimbursement. Any withdrawal from the permanent fund requires a vote of the people. Over the past 2 months, the Assembly has pursued budget cuts to some borough services and facilities. The Assembly voted to eliminate funding for the Haynes Economic Development Corporation and the Mosquito Lake Community Center. The Assembly's budget cuts to the library and museum would result in a one-month closure of the library and a year-long closure of the museum. At a previous meeting, Assemblyman Paul Rogers moved to eliminate the borough's funding for the Chilkat Center and revert ownership to Alaska Indian Arts. That motion will be considered at Tuesday's meeting. In addition to the budget, the Assembly will discuss a proposed 30-year lease with Alaska Marine Lines, or AML. Under the agreement, AML would lease property at the Lutac Dock from the borough with the understanding that the shipping company would construct and pay for a new roll-on-roll-off cargo ramp for transferring freight from barges. The entire Lutac dock face is in need of extensive repairs. The borough has sought federal funding to help rehabilitate the dock as well. Governor Mike Dunleavy wrote a letter to Alaska's congressional representatives in support of the project. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The meeting will be streamed live at khns.org. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
In Juneau, University of Southeast students, faculty, and alumni spent much of last week debating a proposal to merge the university with one of the other UA campuses to cut costs. On Thursday, the UA Board of Regents voted to delay moving forward with the merger and instead decided to look into how much it would cost. From K2 in Juneau, Pablo Pena has more.
In Southeast Alaska, there's a lot of opposition to merging UAS with another university. The city and borough of Juneau voted to publicly oppose it. City manager Rory Watt says a merger would mean the loss of local leadership and it would make the university less appealing for students. Assemblymember Elisa Hughes-Scandes agreed.
I wouldn't be in Juneau without the university. The attractiveness to it as prospective students, I can think of police, firefighters, business owners in our community that were all in my graduating class, and so it's a real magnet to bring folks to Juneau.
After making public testimony on the merger, city leaders in Ketchikan and university employees in Sitka, where UAS has satellite campuses, also objected. This isn't the first time the idea to merge UAS with another campus has come up. Sage Logan is an accounting student at UAS in Juneau. He's watched past efforts to bring up the merger. He says this time around, it seems like the Board of Regents is willfully avoiding getting meaningful public comments from students and faculty.
Just the way that they're setting this up and continuing to propose it, like even through this pandemic, like it feels like they're taking advantage of the fact that we're all separated.
There's also clear opposition among some faculty at the university.
I find it pretty outrageous.
Laura Vess is a sociology professor at UAS.
The loss of UAS would be such a loss to the state of Alaska and to the students of this region and to communities and to tribes.
In a UAS faculty meeting on Friday, most opposed the merger, according to a professor who attended. Meanwhile, other stakeholders are proposing alternatives to the merger. Alaska Native leaders proposed two alternatives, one being that UAS becomes the centralized hub for rural campuses.
I would suggest that the UA system let the rural campuses lead and own distance education, because our rural campuses need the distance education. They deserve it. They use it.
That's Joe Nelson. He's chairman of the board for C-Alaska. He has also worked in student services at the university. He and other Alaska Native leaders also suggested that the university could be designated a tribal college.
From a Native perspective, I'm just trying to picture around the Board of Regents table there and then the core, you know, decision makers. I don't see a lot of folks that are closely tied to our 10,000 years of history that we've had in Southeast Alaska here.
But as the public continues to explore alternative options to merging the campus, the University of Alaska system is facing significant financial problems. There have been deep cuts to state funding. Enrollment is down, and the coronavirus pandemic has added to that burden. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Peña.
This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.